In this video, I'm going to introduce you to a couple of really cool little tools that make action planning and setting priorities a little bit easier. So especially when you're trying to communicate and align a group around that. So it's one thing for you to kind of know, hey, this is what I need to do and this is how I'm going to do it. You probably don't need these documents, though it can be very helpful if you're trying to manage your own personal time. It can be quite useful, but it's especially useful when you've got some sort of a project, something you need to deliver on. This will help you get everybody on the same page about what's got to happen and what to order in there. Just very simple. The first one is just a 2x2. They're both 2x2 matrices where you just plot all your activities on. First one is it's based on what's urgent and what's important. You may have seen this before. The reason it's so useful is it can really push and challenge people to decide what thing goes in what order. You see, most of the time, what's urgent goes to the top for almost everybody. Whether it's important or not, it tends to surface to the top, organizationally and individually. So here's what you do. You find out, first of all, what's most urgent and most important. That's clearly the thing you do first. That's an easy one. Nobody struggles with that. You don't even need to plot things, though it's useful. That's the first one. Where it gets tricky is when something is important but not urgent. That should be second. Even though it's not urgent, it is very important, and so it has to be prioritized higher than what normally happens, which is what is urgent but not important usually goes second. In this case, you want that in third place. And then last, if it is not urgent or important, that can happen whenever. And so any kind of thing that you're involved in, big project, small project, you can actually sit down. If you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're feeling a little bit stuck, if you're feeling like people aren't pulling in the same direction, it's a great way to just pull out this chart and start writing down, hey, what do we think is first? What do we think is really important, but maybe not as urgent, but we need to stay on top of it? What do we think is, it keeps dogging at us, but it's really not that important? Let's ask the question. I know it. Anytime it feels urgent, it feels important. Let's ask the question, is it really important? And then what's the rest? I know there's a ton of other stuff that really isn't that important and isn't that urgent. Where does that live? So that's one matrix you can play with. The second one that I like, and it gets at something similar, but it's a slightly different approach, similar 2x2, but a little different thing being measured. And that's this. You're actually trying to strategize around the question of impact, meaning is what I'm doing. So the first matrix, by the way, is about things coming your way. This one is about what you're going to do out there in the world. And so the first one is, what kind of impact is this going to have? Is it a high impact action or a pretty low impact action? And the second thing you're comparing against is ease. How easy is this? How easy is it to implement this action? So what that means is if you have something that's super easy, way over there to the right, and really high impact, guess what? That's your priority. That's where you want to go act right away. It's the first thing you want to jump into. So list out what are those things that we know are really easy to do and really impactful. That helps you prioritize and your team prioritize. Second, what if it's not very easy to implement, but it's really high impact? Well, guess what? You're going to want to plan on that. That's going to need some time. You're going to need to prep it, but it's clearly worth doing because it's a high impact issue. So this is more that strategic planning work where you're thinking further out and you know that it's going to be worth doing. So the first one is acting right away. The second one is you're going to take time to plan because it's just not that easy to implement. Might take time, might take money, might take resources. Last, if it's, you know, easy to implement, but it's low impact, you could consider it, right? It's maybe not that high a priority because the impact isn't that high. But then again, it might be worth considering because it's pretty easy to do. You can kind of do it in your sleep and it might create a result. But you just want to make sure that's kind of in third position. So you're going to act, you're going to plan, you're going to consider. And the last one is, if it's not easy to implement and it has no impact, you can go ahead and ignore it. So it's sometimes you don't even have to plot those things, but sometimes it's worth plotting them because if the team doesn't have awareness of, hey, this thing we want to all go do, and you go, look, it's almost impossible to execute against, and we're pretty sure it doesn't have any impact, that can help people get aligned. So these are the two tools I've got. You can download just these templates so that you can actually input this in a document and you can use that for your team. Go ahead and play with these. Consider what kinds of things you've got to do in the future and start to plot all of your priorities accordingly. You could even use this and put it in the strategic planning document. It can be actually a very helpful tool to actually input into that document to help set those priorities. So if you don't want to do like a standard chart of who's going to do what by when, you could actually do this instead. Okay, in the next video, I'm going to introduce you to one of my favorite topics, polarities.